So the next plague that was brought by HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Egyptians was darkness. So it says there were 3 days of darkness that the Egyptians, if you were sitting, you could stand. If you were standing, you could sit. But the last 3 days, Egyptians couldn't move at all. They were like frozen. And it says, during this time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had commanded the Jews, go through the houses of the Egyptians and see where all of their valuables are. And so the Egyptians understood the nobility of the Jewish people, because number one, the Jews could have taken all their property and left. They could have left Egypt. But they didn't leave because HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't command them to leave yet. So this was the part of the plague that was not against just against the Mitzrim, but it was for the Jewish people, for them to believe in their own nobility, for them to believe in themselves, that they're not just slaves. A slave would just grab something and steal and run away. But they were not. They were the children of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. So Rivka, Rachel, Leah. So this was the other part of this plague, was not just to punish Egypt and to let the Jewish people know where their wealth was. So the what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham in the brief span of a psalm, V'achrechein yetzu b'chush gadol, that would be fulfilled. But this was, again, it was to really to build the self-belief and the self-esteem of the Jewish people, so that when they left, they could become a proud and noble people, a one that has lasted till this very day.